אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, my name is Warren Wills, and I'm artistic director, composer, and musical director, pianist. I've been living in London for 35 years. I'm currently in Melbourne, where we're in the process of putting together Night of Broken Glass.
Night of Broken Glass, Leila Bdolach in Hebrew. How do you make a play out of Night of Broken Glass?
Well, there's two elements here. The first element is the process that we work on, and it's something that we call socially inclusive music theatre. And this is something that we've been doing for 20 years in North London. We did it with Haringey Shed. We then did it for the Olympic Games. We won two awards from the Prime Minister for doing it. We were then invited to come to Shepparton by La Trobe University. And then 2 years ago, we did it with Australian Catholic University, where we had 400 people involved in the project. And that's everything. It's multi-faith, multi-ages, multi-ethnic, different abilities. We have our mainstream people, adults, children, professionals and amateurs, and people with disability, people with special needs, autism, spina bifida, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, deafness. So that's the first thing. The process is incredibly important. It's transformational and it brings the entire community together.
So how do you do it for the Night of Broken Glass?
Okay, so what we do, we looked at two particular aspects. One is the aspect of Kristallnacht itself, which was happening November 9 and 10, specifically in Germany in 1938. And we still have testimony from survivors from the Holocaust and people who were there at Kristallnacht, obviously people in their 90s now. And sad to say, it is an ever-diminishing population of survivors, which is why it is so important while they're here, we get their story out, lest other people say it was a hoax, it's a conspiracy, it never happened. So we're telling that story, but we're also looking at it from the perspective of a guy called William Cooper, who is an Aboriginal Indigenous activist, and he was an elder. He was 78 years old when on December the 6th, 1938, he made what we understand to be the only private citizens' protest to the German government complaining about the persecution and treatments of Jews in Germany. He had a petition. The petition was rejected, and lo and behold, 82 years later, some 2 weeks ago, Chancellor Angela Merkel finally, after a lot of effort of getting his grandson, Uncle Boydy, around the world to bang the drum for this cause, she finally accepted the petition and apologized in full for not adopting all the recommendations. You could say it was very much too little too late. My feeling is, although it was belated, it is still nonetheless a very significant and historical act on her part to really officially bring together the two stories of the Jews who were suffering over there in Europe for Kristallnacht and the Holocaust, and of course the Aboriginal community who still to this day are not being given a fair share of what I call social equality or social justice.
Well, I must comment here that not many people around the world went to the German embassy to protest after the Night of Broken Glass, after Kristallnacht. That didn't happen in many places.
Not only did not many people protest, considering the amount of persecution that William Cooper and the Aboriginal go through as well, to recognize an injustice happening on the other side of the world and to want to stand up and protest about it is quite an extraordinary and exceptional and unusual act.
We're talking to Warren Wills, artistic director, composer of the play, musical Night of Broken Glass, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Warren, how do you actually do it? How do you bring it to the audiences in Melbourne?
Well, there's two things involved here. We have a series of workshops and rehearsals, and they look at two things. First of all, it's the creative process. That means putting together the score, the script, the music, the choreography, all that kind of thing, as well as things like the administration, the technical side, the lighting, the sound, the costumes. Then, of course, there's the performance side, which is the singing, the dancing, and the acting. We invite people to participate in one or both of these activities, either on the creative side or the performance side. Everyone is welcome and everybody has a role to play. And really, it's not determined by how much talent anybody has. Everyone is welcome. We have had so many people in the past come up and say, but Warren, I haven't got a particular talent. We will find a way to include everybody. This is what socially inclusive music theatre is all about. And in terms of, I mean, I must temper this with a degree of caution as well. On February the 21st next year, which is very, very soon, at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the beautiful Christ Church, which is in Ackland Street, St Kilda, as part of the St Kilda's Writers Festival, we're doing two shows, one at 3 p.m. in the afternoon and one at 7 p.m. It may well be, depending on whatever the pandemic restrictions are, that we are severely limited in the numbers of people we can have as an audience, but it's going to go to Zoom anyway. Now, in addition to what we're doing in Melbourne, we have the creme de la creme of London's West End will also be appearing. They, of course, are in total lockdown for now, and the West End will not be opening anytime soon. So they are more than happy to participate in this project.
So how many people are participating in the Night of Broken Glass, Kristallnacht?
Last time we did it in 2018, November, which was the 80th anniversary commemoration of the events of Kristallnacht, we had 400 people involved. So far, it's about 100, 120 involved, but we hope to get many, many more involved.
How do you control 400 people?
Delegation is a very beautiful thing, and so is experience. We have a template, a formula, which we've done for 20 years in London. So we know it's not just about, believe me, when you say control, it's a very good question. It's not just about the people on the stage. Where do all the people off the stage and the kids and sleeping routines and toiletries and transport? Yes, it is a big logistic undertaking.
We are talking to Warren Wheels, artistic director, composer of Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Warren, if our listeners would like to participate, what should they do?
First of all, we would welcome and be thrilled if some of the listeners want to get involved, whether they're in Melbourne or anywhere in Australia for that matter. And the best thing to do is to contact me at Warren Wills, WarrenWills, the sugar, Warren Wills, at gmail.com. WarrenWills at gmail.com.
So anyone can participate at any role?
Whether you are 4, 40, 80, male, female, Catholic, Jewish, Zulu, Sikh, we don't care, you are welcome.
Warren Wills, the artistic director of Night of the Broken Glass. We are looking forward to seeing this production. Just to remind our listeners, February 21st, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Melbourne. And you can look it up on the internet and Zoom it as well. And if you're in Melbourne, you can go and see it. Thank you so much and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.